College, Radio Easton, Pennsylvania. And you are listening to the first episode of Play It By Ear. I am Alexon Vergy.
I am Nicholas Hatala.
And welcome. Oh, Nick. Feels weird.
I know.
Positions are switched. I'm in the big chair now.
You are in the big chair.
Gotta say. It feels new. You're in control. There's a lot of power here that I was not expecting.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It feels a little bit different. You know, you get control when the songs are played.
Now it's my fault if anything gets messed up.
I mean, yeah, I screwed some things up last semester occasionally.
Once or twice. More than twice.
But, you know, you're
we're going to have to check it out.
This is going to be the long-running show where we just go through and we just play a bunch of stuff. So the album that we're playing is going to be
for those of you who just tuned in again, we're saying that there's a new name called Play It By Ear.
Yeah.
And we are actually going to be going through the weeks alternating album choices.
Yes.
And just giving our takes on what we think. And so today I have brought Nick one of my favorite albums currently. I think it's one of the greatest albums of all time, actually. I thoroughly enjoy this album. It's fantastic. Evil Friends by Portugal the Man. I cannot say enough good things about it.
All right, I've listened to a couple tracks off of it. I'm not, you know, I haven't gone through it and like listened very carefully, but
for those of you that are familiar with this album, we are going to have to skip a couple of tracks, expletives that we cannot afford to play.
I know,
I think it's time we just get right into it.
We get right into it? Or what's the first track?
The first track is Plastic Soldiers. Right. I love this opener, right, and I think you will too.
Now give me a just kind of a quick 10-second rundown of what I should be listening for.
Plastic Soldiers is actually, I feel Plastic Soldiers is a song that you kind of want to just dive into. So, I'm actually not going to give you a lot of stuff to work with.
All right.
We're just going to get into it.
Go for it.
Everything carries weight.
right, so that was the opener. What'd you think?
What did I think? I was...
We got to move a little bit quickly here, Nick, even though we are skipping songs, by the way, because we had a bit of technical difficulty. Nick has headphones that work. I have half of a headphone that works because, yeah. Well, I just guess that's the part of things that go wrong when I actually get any power. So,
I mean, if I was in that chair, then maybe...
Oh, yeah. If you were in the chair, then everything would go right. We'd be listening to Radiohead and everyone would be happy. But here we are. So... It's a great intro, I told you. It's really unique, and I think it really flushes out, like, how different these guys are, just as, just by nature of, I can't even really explain it truthfully. I haven't thought it through enough to give it a proper explanation, and so, do you have anything to add to that, Nick?
Or? I just thought it's a great soundscape. I love the production on it. Guy's vocals really great, but
yeah,
let's just roll right into
yeah the so we're gonna skip track. Creep in the t-shirt and go right into the third track and fourth track, Evil Friends and Modern Jesus. Is one of my favorite songs on the album. I'm very, very excited.
All right, let's listen to it.
Let's hear it.
Your daddy's got nothing on me, and the world that sleeps in its lunacy.
We'll be right back. Those were the two next songs.
I think I liked. You might not like this take, but I liked Evil Friends better than Modern Jesus.
That's a perfectly good take. Honestly, I have a very difficult time really naming any of the songs on this album that are not good.
Mm.
There are definitely some that I think are definitively better, especially as we get lower down the list towards the end. But they're all really good albums. They're all really good albums. They are really good albums. Every single one of Portugal Demand's albums are fantastic.
Wow. But anyway, I really like what is really striking to me about this. Maybe it's just the production on this album, or it could just be, I mean, listen, this is the only album I've really been exposed to, but it's just the production on their guitars and the tone that they get out of them. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible, especially when you're listening through nice speakers like we have here. I mean,
Very nice, it's
just really, really, it really comes through. It really cuts through the track, and it just, tone is just, it's just a sexy tone. I don't know how else to describe that. But anyway, let's keep going.
That's a good description, Nick. I think that's a very fair description. All right, we're going to move through Modern Jesus, one of my favorite tracks, onto Atomic Man, which is also a very good track, and I think we're going to play up to Holy Roller. Up to Waves, stop before Holy Roller, and then I want to play those last four consecutively because I really enjoy the last four songs on this track. I think they're an awesome string of songs, and they deserve to be played together. Right. So this is going to be Atomic Man to Sea of Air and Waves.
All right, let's listen.
Thank you. We got the whole world.
reason it don't need to be clear. Singing songs to the news and complain to the fears. Someone's gotta die and you don't have to love it, but the military still got more in its budget. Oh, we always need more next year.
Oh my god. Oh my god, dude. Every time I listen to Waves, I always forget how good of a song Waves is. It's like one of those songs that like I want to like listen to when I'm scaling a mountain. Really? It feels just awesome. Just listening to that song feels so good. Okay. It really does.
I think I enjoyed the beginning with the little bluesy guitar bends and stuff, yeah. and the pounding chords and stuff on the piano.
Sea of Air, what did you think of that one? I remember sea you liked Air. The way that the guitar actually really sounded on that. It was really, here's the thing. Really
I am so into like guitar stuff recently, just because I play the guitar, and just like hearing how people get their tones and stuff, and I love the tone that they're getting on these, on just like they're when they're doing jamming away at power chords, or really the more of their rhythm guitar stuff sounds just so crisp, and it's so like a part of the sound versus out like in the background. I really appreciate that. And Atomic Man, I think right in the beginning it had some really cool riffs that they were throwing around.
Yeah.
With like, I want to say like a, it's not a fuzz, but it's something like the sound. It's a dirty sound, but isn't so dirty. And you know, I and like I said again, same thing that I felt with all the beginning tracks on the, or the first side tracks that I liked, was that the vocal performances is still that kind of indie wailing kind of vocal.
Yeah, yeah.
But it works. It works. Does. And you can see
these guys are, they're, it's, I consider this album to be a masterpiece personally. I really thoroughly enjoy it.
All right. I wouldn't go so far as to say masterpiece, but I let me tell you, it's so far it sounds like a really great piece of indie rock. Although you said to me before that that I'd really appreciate the last four.
In my opinion, these are the best four songs on. Maybe not the best four songs on the album.
Are these the differentiators?
Yes,
no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Just wanted to remind everyone that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Play It By Ear with Alexon Bergy
and Nicholas Atala.
And I would also like to give a very special shout out to a man by the name of Evan, listening to us all the way from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Evan, you are an inspiration to me. You're the person who actually got me into real music, and I can't say thank you enough. Josh Freeman as well. And I think it's time for us to move on with this track. So we're going to go through the last four songs: Holy Roller, Someday Believers, Purple, Yellow, Red, and Blue, and Smile. And I gotta say, especially Purple, Yellow, Red, and Blue, and Smile, those tracks really blew my mind the first time I listened to them.
Let's give them a listen.
Alrighty.
Another day full of sunshine, another day in the clouds. Yesterday hit the fork in the road, and that road only leads me home. Another day feeling crazy, I try my best to keep my feet on the ground. I'm always all around. You gotta define it if you wanna find it. If I can add it, you can subtract it. Another day feeling lazy, nothing to do, I guess I'll do my best. I woke up there, sure I could pay, but I could do without the rest. Alright, it's hard to find it when everyone hides it. I'm just like an addict, I gotta have it. I'm the only one alive. Hallelujah.
People down and out, sleep when the sun goes down. just wake up with a smile by you. And I don't wanna talk about the war. I just wanna smile, smile some more. We watch the sun come up, but take it down.
Nick, why'd you do that?
You're the one in the chair.
All right, that's true. That was Smile, Purple, Yellow, Red, and Blue, Someday Believers, and Holy Roller. Nick, what'd you think?
You know, I liked Holy Roller. I liked Someday Believers. I liked Smile. And not like you said. Purple, Yellow, and Red, and Blue, I like the song, and I think it fits well into the track listing, but it wasn't personally my favorite. Although I guess I'm just like really into guitar music recently.
Hmm.
And there's something, sometimes what's off about some wacky synth sounds or like, because I play piano too, but so I can appreciate that. I really appreciate the Smile, how it brings back to the beginning track.
Yeah.
Holy Roller just like has that because that cranking guitar with the with the drums and just overall.
Holy Roller really is one of those songs that makes me like want to get up and dance. Yeah, it's just like that. There's a life to that song.
Yeah, I feel that.
As for Purple, Yellow, Red, and Blue, I just love how like weird it sounds.
Yeah, me too.
It's very bizarre. I really, really enjoy it. Someday Believers.
Like I said, it's a good change of pace.
Someday Believers is just an awesome tune. It's one of the most it's one of the more poppy, I would say.
I
really enjoy it. And then Smile is just an amazingly powerful track, but especially if you have the time to go in and really look at the words.
Really? That's another, you know, as you listen through albums again, you got to
Start listening.
Anyway,
what
I was saying was that I feel like all of the songs are really pop heavy, but you know, I really enjoy the album. I'll definitely listen to it again. Maybe listen to some of those explicit tracks, but
yeah.
But then you feel the whole breadth of what the piece of work is, you know.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that has been our time. Again, you are listening to WJRA 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Play It By Ear with Alex Ombergi,
Nicholas Tatala here,
and we will likely see you guys next week with Nick's album choice, whatever that may be.
Yeah,
quick last shout out to Paper and their song Worth and Me. Definitely worth a listen. Highly recommend it. And good night.
Decisions bugging me. Indecision, they molest us. If you don't want me, set me free.
Say, I don't care if you come in.
Exactly who I'm supposed to be.